This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday will begin defending him against a charge that he incited the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month by hundreds of his supporters following his speech at a rally near the White House. On Thursday, impeachment prosecutors concluded there is clear and overwhelming evidence that Trump incited the insurrection by sending the mob of his supporters to the Capitol to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he had lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, the lead impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskins, argued that Trump urged supporters to march to the Capitol on January the 6th. They then stormed the building, vandalizing the inside, scuffling with police, while Trump did nothing for at least 2 hours to end the mayhem that left 5 people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Trump's lawyers have broadly claimed that Trump's speech at the rally shortly before the rampage at the Capitol, in which he encouraged his supporters to fight like hell, was permissible political rhetoric sanctioned by the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment protection of freedom of speech. Several impeachment managers warned that if Trump is acquitted, which is the likely outcome of the trial, he could be emboldened to create more chaos than another run for the presidency. In the politically divided 100-member Senate, 17 Republicans would have to join every Democrat for a conviction. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden announced the United States will have enough vaccine by the end of the summer to inoculate 300 million Americans. Speaking at the National Institutes of Health Thursday, Biden said his predecessor did not do his job in getting ready for the massive challenge of vaccinating hundreds of millions. The country is on track to exceed Biden's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans within his first 100 days in office. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 46 million doses of the vaccine have been administered so far. Pakistan, Friday, said 4 of its soldiers were killed when terrorists raided a security post in a remote northwest district. The army said in a statement that Pakistani troops then responded, killing 4 assailants. No one claimed immediate responsibility for the attack. Tokyo's 2020 Olympics chief, Yoshiro Mori, resigned Friday and again apologized for his sexist remarks that sparked a global outcry, leaving the troubled Olympics searching for a chief 5 months from the start. He said the most important thing now was for the Tokyo Olympics to be a success. His resignation only months before the postponed Summer Games are scheduled to begin will further erode confidence in the organizers' ability to pull off the event during a coronavirus pandemic. Mori, a former Japanese prime minister, spoke to Fuhrer when he said during an Olympic Committee meeting earlier this month that women talk too much. On Thursday, Mori asked the mayor of the Olympic Village, an 84-year-old, to take over the position, but Friday, public criticism of his hand-picked successor, another elderly male, reportedly saw him turn down the job. More than 180 human rights groups are calling for diplomatic boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games to protest Beijing's abuses of racial and ethnic minorities. The coalition of Tibetan, Hong Kong, Taiwanese, and human rights groups issued an open letter calling on governments to boycott the games to ensure the games are not used to embolden the Chinese government's appalling rights abuses and crackdowns on dissent. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.